Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting second. The left fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Allie Reynolds. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Allie Reynolds. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Parsons. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. And now, play ball. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett strikes out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards takes first base on ball four. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack strikes out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth strikes out. One out. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cullenbine. The throw from Parsons and he is safe. Cullenbine steals second. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullenbine moves to third. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Hoover moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac catches it and throws to first to double up Wakefield. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parsons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ali Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridges strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoover takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-2 in the game. Rocco bunts for an out with unknown description. Edwards moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoover. Edwards moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. Jeff Heath pinch hits for Gene Desodles. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Edwards scores. Boudreau moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Ali Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Buddy Rosar now catching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Higgins moves to second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out. Higgins scores. Bloodworth moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Rip Radcliffe pinch hits for Dixie Parsons. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Metro pinch runs for Rip Radcliffe. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 2 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Richards now catching. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Edwards. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoover bunts towards the mound. Reynolds fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kramer moves to third. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it and throws to home to get Kramer. Hoover moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reynolds fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hoover moves to third. Wakefield moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a fly ball towards right. Cullenbine catches it and throws to home to double up Hoover. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 2 in the game. Rocco hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harris who is chasing the ball. Rocco reaches third base with a triple. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Rocco scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 3 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 3 in the game. Bloodworth bunts for an out with unknown description. Harris moves to second. One out. Don Ross pinch hits for Paul Richards. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is hit by the pitch. Joe Wood pinch runs for Don Ross. Jimmy Outlaw pinch hits for Tommy Bridges. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a line drive into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.